This is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer back from a busy morning. Once again, Saturday, game day, November 16th, 2024, Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, whether that is football, here in a couple hours here, or really less than 3 hours, or women's volleyball last night upsetting TCU. Just got done with that early this morning, so there's that. It's been a busy day for recording episodes of Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for, again, taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast. This cross-country wrap-up edition will come out on Monday morning, so make sure you go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button every time we post content daily, or whenever I have a chance to record K-State athletics content. Of course, Alex ain't out there in San Diego, California. We did record fresh content over on the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast. So go check out two episodes over there right now for listening excitement. One of those was on my own, and of course, the other one with Alex Ain, and we'll have definitely more reaction, of course, to what happens against Arizona State tonight. We all listen to this. Hopefully, K-State is still in the race once this comes out. We'll see what happens. But anyways, cross country. I've been meaning to get to them. I haven't got to them because of course, the start of men's women's basketball. So it's not kind of nice to take some time out from the big three sports to check in with them as they officially wrapped up the 2024 season yesterday at the NCAA Midwest Regional at Newman Golf Course there. Of course, the women's team, course of the 6K, came in 14th place. K-State women's cross country did with 427 points there. The men just into the top 20, 19th with 504 points there. And to no surprise, one of the Oklahoma's teams won both of the regionals. And I'm not talking about OU. I'm talking about Oklahoma State. Put the brooms out. The men's women's team for the Midwest regional titles there was 61 points for the men and 25 points for the women, respectively. You know, again, I know I keep saying this after every season, but I wonder how they score that, because whether it's lowest or highest, apparently, you got to be up front, is what I'm thinking. Well, obviously, otherwise you don't win, right? That goes for anything. NASCAR, Formula One, anything less like that. You got to be up front, top five, top 10, to have a shot to win. And Oklahoma State did it. They put the brooms out in the NCAA mid-race regional championships there as well. So, well, I guess a side note, congratulations to them, but congratulations to our cross-country teams for handling business the best way they can. Behind first-year head coach Kate Bucknum, more on her in just a minute. Grace Meyer led the women's team. 50th place with a 20:54. Again, the women ran the 6K course and the men ran the 8K course. Again, for those that are new to the podcast and wondering why are these teams aren't running the same distance, I don't know. that's why I wonder. I have no idea about that. But hey, that's where college rules goes. I guess that's the rules of how cross country goes. I don't know. But anyways, Grace, as far as I've been covering the best I can with cross country since the creation of this podcast, Gracie Jacobs wrapped up her freshman season with an 86th place finish with a PR to wrap it up. How about that for some big momentum? 21:22 there. Two more K-State women's Wildcats finished inside the top 100. That includes Gracie's freshman teammate Christine Girono, 89th, 21:25. And of course, Cecilia Fisher, 94th place with a 21:27 there as well. Paige Baker, in her first postseason appearance, 110th, 21:36. Bree Newport, another freshman. So the future bright at K-State in the women's side, 128th place, 21:55 there as well. Alexa Rios wrapped up her K-State career, 22:46. That was her best time she ran a PR to wrap up her K-State career there as well. So none better to bring a PR off to the sunset, folks, there as well. On the flip side, Tommy Hazen. This is a Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State, as recapping Kansas State men's and women's cross country, wrapping up their season officially at the NCAA Midwest Regional at Newman Golf Course. Tommy Hazen, once again, putting a mark to another, to his K-State career in the cross country side. Anyways, remember, he still has a track left to go before wrapping up his K-State career there. 52nd, though, in this meet. Third career 10K with a time of 30.39. Freshman Jackson Esquivel continuing his momentum in this meet. 31.08. Alex Goodyear is also Tommy Hazen's teammate, senior teammate. Ran in the second 10K of his career, 31.28. And then, of course, Jacob Norris, sophomore, 31.37. Lucas Holdren, shout out Luke, 32.13. Sophomore Devin Chappelle, 33.15. And he ran only hit Chappelle, going back to him, only ran his second meet of the year there as well. Kate Bucknum wrapped up her first year as head coach of the cross country teams. 8 new faces on this team, on this course, and 5 upperclassmen. 5 meets wrapped up, including 4 additions at the Big 12 Championship. Her thoughts after her teams completed their fall season campaigns. Quote, really proud of this group. Looking back on this whole season, this group got better in so many ways. We had a lot of personal improvements, and we are continuing to set the tone and lay the foundation for what we have going on in the future. There is some future. I just said that, especially on the ladies' side, with all that freshman talent. Led by Gracie Jacobs, and of course, you have Lucas Holdren on the other side for the men as well. So you got a lot of talent coming back next season as well. So, and of course, Coach Kate Bucknum, you just wrapped up your first year as head coach of the cross country teams there. So you already had got experience there as well. So, and we're gonna stay with her. This is the Pearl Project Podcast postcast edition, wrapping up NCAA coverage for the cross country teams on the Kansas State side. This is the Pearl Project Podcast. Eddie Gritter III here for a few more minutes. Coach Bucknum continuing with her quote: "I'm so appreciative of the athletes for buying in. I really feel like they supported me more this season than I did them in a way. Couldn't have walked into a better group of student athletes who represent the school so well on so many levels. We obviously have a lot of work to do to get where we want to go, but this season was a hell of a start for our program." Woo! So she's fired up and rightfully so. So that's what you want from a head coach. You want to get better every year, and they got a young group, but I think they're going to improve next year. Gracie Jacobs, one of those freshman talents at K-State for this cross country team. We'll get her thoughts here as we have on the other side of the sheet. Quote, she talks about a race. Quote, "It felt really good going into the race. I was really nervous just because it was just a big meet, and I really wanted to end the season on a good note and perform as well as I could for my team in such a high-level meet there as well." And just to wrap this up here, quote, continuing with Gracie Jacobs here, quote, "I could never be succeeding at this level without the support of my teammates. They are such a positive light in my life and always cheer me on at practices and races. During the race, Cecilia Fisher, teammate, who I normally race with, always encouraged me and helps me push through the most difficult parts of the race, and it's definitely a huge reason why I ran my fastest time so far today." So congratulations to Gracie Jacobs PRing to wrap up her freshman year, first year at Kansas State in Manhattan, Kansas. And congratulations across the board to the men's and women's cross-country teams and the coach, Kate Bucknum, for getting it through and getting it done there as well. So yeah, future's bright for cross country there as well. As they, I mean, they lost a lot of veteran leadership, but hey, a lot of young top tier talent at Manhattan coming back here, of course, with all the NIL and transfer portal stuff there. But this team, they can obviously you like to add in the transfer portal, but you like to build on this top talent. This is kind of fresh a little bit. You hear now all these things about, again, going back to the transfer portal, NIL. We live in a society now, college society anyways, of everybody wants to transfer every year or 2 years, whatnot. But you can keep this core together especially this core, a Gracie Jacobs, a Lucas Holdren, a Chappelle, Christy Girono. I haven't even mentioned a name I left off this list. I can't think of her name right now, which is fortunate. Let's see if I can get that back real quick. I haven't mentioned a name yet. Let me see if I can run down. No, she's not even on this list, unfortunately. So, anyways, we have four of the seven that PR'd for the women, and down here, everybody PR'd for the men. So, yeah, that includes Lucas Holdren. Shout out again, Alex Gutierrez, Jackson Escobel, Jacob Norris. I didn't mention him as well. So, yeah, a lot of momentum for the men's women's cross country team heading into the quote unquote off season. I'm pretty sure you're going to hear see a lot of these same individuals on the track team coming up in the spring. So winter/spring. So very excited to see what they're going to do. But yeah, if you keep this core together, that freshman core, men and women respectively, big things can arise. So that's big things coming up for the men's women's cross country team as they officially wrapped up the cross country season yesterday at the Newman Golf Course there during the NCAA Midwest Regional Meet. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or when I have a chance to record Kansas State content. Folks, again, I'm recording this just before kickoff in Manhattan, Kansas, Arizona State, K-State. Can K-State stay alive, keep their hopes alive, slim hopes alive, for a Big 12 championship? We'll see what happens later tonight. This will come out on Monday, so when this rolls out to the carpet, to your iTunes, Spotify, where you get your podcast, hopefully we will be still in the mix. And of course, yes, we'll have a reaction to that Arizona State game, wherever it goes down in Manhattan, Kansas, here in a couple hours. Let's go wrap things up on this cross-country edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Remember, Podbean, Greer 3A's podcast for more extra bonus coverage of your K-State sports. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Pearl Project Podcast continues on throughout the rest of the weekend and going into the new week. Go Cats!